Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Researchers have found a commonly used diabetes drug may help in the battle against Lou Gehrig's disease. With more, KYW's Lynn Atkins.
For decades, doctors have been prescribing metformin to patients with type 2 diabetes. It's well tolerated and effective, according to Dr. Laura Ranum, director of the Center for Neurogenetics at the University of Florida. She says in trials on mice, the drug has been shown to reduce the damaging proteins found in a common genetic form of ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
We found that this common diabetes drug reduces these proteins. So we have this real mechanistic path that we know if we can turn off the production of these proteins, we are very likely to be getting at the root cause of this type of ALS.
ALS is a progressive disease that affects nerves in the brain and spinal cord, which control the muscles and the ability to walk, talk, eat, and breathe. She says the drug is currently being tested on people, and results could be available in less than a year. Lynn Adkins, KYW News Radio.